Let's look in the scripture first, and then after that, we'll have a meeting. Amen. Hello. Hello. 1, 2. Amen. All right. The book of Matthew this evening, and I want us to look at Matthew chapter 5, verse 38. Matthew chapter 5, verse 38. This evening, just for a very, very few minutes. And I mean, this is going to be short too, y'all. So you listen good. Sometimes you can say a lot in a short few minutes, and that's what I plan on doing tonight. And I'm just going to just pour my heart out to you this evening. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 38. All right. You see it here? Matthew chapter 5, verse 38. You've heard that it hath been said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you that you resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. Now, if you remember, the Lord, hold your finger there, the Lord, here in the Sermon on the Mount, is expounding on the law, the Old Testament law. All that stuff in the Old Testament law, he magnifies it. He said, it is written, da-da-da-da-da. But I say, and even makes it bigger and broader for a child of God. He said, in some of it, he said, you think that's rough? Listen to this, what I got to say. And many times it's like that. He'd say things like, Moses said, you should do this and so, and he didn't contradict Moses, but he carried it on even fuller or more. All right. Look at verse number, where was that? Verse 40. And if any man will sue thee at the law and take away thy coat, let him have thy cloak also. And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him twain. Give to him that asketh thee, and from him that would borrow of thee, turn not thou away. Now, the thought that's on my heart tonight, it would about be impossible for you to practice those verses literally right now. You'd be broke before Wednesday. If people found out that if all they had to do is ask you, and you give them your car and give them your house, but that's what it said to do. And I know people's done that. I remember hearing old Dr. Ruckman say when he first got saved, he took that literally, sold everything he had, gave it to the poor, and moved off to Bible school and started all over with nothing. And God blessed him for it. But now, in principle, me and you should be willing to do whatever we can. Yeah, you can't give your house away. I mean, you got to provide for your household, your wife, your family, and all of that. So, you know, you have to use common sense. But that's why this could be the constitution for the millennium. In the millennial reign, Matthew 5, 6, and 7. Now, what I want to do tonight is look at that one truth there. If a man compelled you to go a mile, go with him twain. And if a man ask you, him that would borrow thee, turn not thou away. That means if I ask you to go a mile with me tonight, you ought to say, yes, sir, preacher, I'll try to do that. And I'll try to help you. What I'm going to do tonight, I'm going to pour my heart out to you just for a minute. Ask for help for the youth rally, for our thing coming up, our picnic for the bus kids, and ask for help. And what you're supposed to do is what? Okay, preacher. It's a sign of a backslid church or church member when he said, if he gets up there and asks me to do anything, I ain't doing nothing. That's a sign of a backslid member or a backslid church. Now, I know, I'm not fussing at you, but I'm saying our attitude ought to be whatever I can do to make this meeting what it needs to be, then I'm willing to do it, right? Amen. Now, there's enough of us here tonight, if every one of us will say, I'll do what I can, I'll put in some money. I'll do. I was talking to Angie back there a while ago. She's taking some time when she's off work and painting. She may not be able to put in a lot of money, but she can paint. May not be able to paint, but you give some money. May not be able to paint, but you can mow grass. May not be able to mow grass, but you can. It's called second mile. If I ask you to say, will you go with me from here to the end of this table? What does the Bible say? You go with me to the end of this table and back. Go with him twain. That's all it's saying. A Christian that's right with God will say, all right, I'll try to do my part. I remember when I first got saved, my preacher got up and he said, the school burned down. Nebo's school burned down. Now, I remember I wanted the school burned. We used to say, man, I wish school burned down. Lord, I wish school burned down. All the years I was in school, very year I got out, it burned down. And sure did. Nebo's school burned down. And we went down there and watched. I said, count it, man. If that had been just 2 years ago, we'd have got out for no telling how long. Of course, we were so dumb, we didn't know that they'd have made us go somewhere else. But the school burned down. And somehow or another, the preacher from Nebo Baptist got permission to get those brick. And you know, the prettiest brick in the world to build something out of is an old building, brick building. It's burned down or crashed walls. I'm telling you, you just can't duplicate them things. They look, they're charred, they're aged, and they got special marks on them where they've been in that fire, and there's white. I mean, beautiful, beautiful brick. And they literally built that children's home over there on the hill at the Nebo camp meeting ground across the road over there out of the brick that came out of Nebo school. And the preacher got up and he said, we need some men that will come out and help us get those brick and clean them. Well, I said, okay. When I got saved, I thought, I want to do everything the church does. That's just the way we thought. That's just the way, and that's the way you used to think. And that's the way we all used to think. Amen? Before you wised up and realized you don't have to do nothing and got real spiritual and thought, they had a turtle over today. One of the kids had a turtle, but it was Aniston. And somebody took that poor turtle and put it over here in a tree and set it up in a tree. And I said, don't do that, that poor old turtle. Bless his heart, he'll look up there and he'll look like he's looking in the Grand Canyon. And I told Carrie, I said, there's one thing about it. If you see a turtle in a tree, he did not get there by himself. Somebody helped him, amen? Somebody got him. And I'm going to say the same thing. If you see Brother Danny preach at the youth rally and a power of God falls and people get saved, he did not get there by himself. He needs you. We all got to work. Ain't no preacher can do it by himself. You can't say, oh, Brother Danny, you don't have to worry. He'll come up with this and he'll do that. Glory to God, rolling. No, 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 no. I can't do it. I am feeling very inadequate. I'm feeling very helpless. I'm feeling very weak. I'm asking you tonight, will you help? Will you help? He said, what do you need me to do, preacher? I just name off stuff. I'm telling you, I think you know what I think we need to do? We need second mile philosophy in prayer. We need to pray, Lord in mercy, instead of praying a little, go on. You say, well, Brother Danny, I've been remembering the youth rally, and it's like this. Lord, I pray that you'd give me a good day today. I pray in Jesus' name, Lord, that you bless Mom, bless Daddy, and bless everybody else, Lord. And I pray, and Lord, I pray that you bless youth rally. That's about the extent of most people's youth rally praying, if it's prayed for at all. I was thinking this season, and I thought, boy, I just wonder if we took the average young person, all our teenagers here tonight, and we said, how much time have you spent praying for the youth rally this week? I would say probably total 10 minutes, all of you put together. And that's a good estimate. I would say the adults here tonight, I doubt if there's an adult in this building here tonight that has prayed 10 minutes solid for the youth rally this week. And that's what I'm asking. I mean, brother, you don't get a $100 answer to a 10-cent prayer. Amen? I mean, brother, we pray and we're going to fast. I'm asking somebody here tonight, that. That'll say, you know what, preacher? I'm going to go in the prayer room. I'm going to go in the prayer closet and get down on my knees again. And I'm going to get down like I used to. And I'm going to start ringing the bells of heaven. And I'm going to pray until the Holy Ghost of God comes and gets a hold of me. Brother, that's I don't know about you. That's still the way I believe God's business is run. I'm not interested in this newfangled kind of worship and just saying like, Father God, I just love you, oh Father God. Oh, I don't know about all that junk. But I know one thing, brother, when enough of God's people get in the prayer closet and enough of God's people start saying, oh Lord, send the fire and oh God, do a work and God save our boys and girls. Don't you want God to do a work in your kids' heart? Don't you want to see your kids love Jesus? Don't you want to see them do right and serve God? You know, I was just thinking the other day, Dax, you know, got hurt, and he got hurt the other day, and he ain't been able to walk hardly and everything. He's out laid up for about 2 weeks, and I said, Carrie, take this time to pump some Bible into him. Put the Word of God in him. So she got them, I think, Corey Letter Boyum, them Bible series they had on TV, and she had Dax there, and he started watching them. And boy, I'm telling you, he was watching them things just like this, eating them up. I said, don't let him watch that regular TV. Turn that junk off. Put the Word of God in that kid's heart. And boy, she put that on there. And I went over to visit him one day, and he was about halfway through Genesis, and he was sitting there like this. He was eating them stories up, asking questions one right after another. And boy, he was getting into it, you know. And I said, good, good, good. God, get a hold of him. Call him to preach. I'm going to need somebody to help me in about 30 years. And he said, I said, God, get a hold of it. And he was laying there, and it was a story of Sodom and Gomorrah. And Sodom and Gomorrah was there, you know, and it showed Lot. He's trying to get his kids to leave, and his daughters didn't want to leave, and he's saying, I'm leaving. And, you know, you have to use your imagination. The angels looked really, really, really weird. And you have to sort of overlook some stuff Hollywood does. They couldn't get it right for life depended on it, but you have to sort of, you know, take it with a grain of salt. I think they got one coming on tonight. Ain't some big production they got on the Bible. And some of it's pretty good. It's better than most junk, better than Desperate Whore Wives. And you know what, brother? You know what? That thing, old Dax, he's watching that thing. And finally the angel says, Lop! And grabbed him like that and pulled him out like that. And big old balls of fire started falling. His eyes got about that big. I said, look, God's burning it up, Dax. God, fire's falling out of heaven. God's judging that sin. And Lot's wife come out like this. And she stopped and looked back. And the way they had it, I don't know how it really happened, but the way they had it, she just crystallized. Started right here at the top of her head and started going down like this, you know. And she looked back like that at Sodom and she just crystallized all the way down. And he looked at me and said, did he freeze her? I said, no, she turned into a pillar of salt. She turned into a pillar of salt. And I thought, boy, you know what? I thought, glory to God, I hate he got hurt, but I'm glad the Word of God is going down his heart. Listen, brother, there ain't going to be no God in this next generation of kids' heart. If some parents, I'm talking about me and you, y'all. It's up to y'all. Carrie, some of them other women, some of them say, where's the old women that shout and praise God? Where's the old women that shout and praise God? Where's the old women that shout and praise God? I said, they're dead. It's y'all's turn to shout and praise God. Where are you at?
That's right, brother.
I can't hear you. I mean, they was your age when you was admiring them when you was 15, 16. Now they're undone, dead, and gone, or backslid. It's your turn to shout and praise God. It's you 25-year-olds' turn to shout and praise God. It's you 40-year-old ladies' time to shout and praise God. It's you 35-year-old ladies' time to shout and praise God. Lift up your hands once in a while. Let your kids see you praising God. You pray. You pray. Will you pray? Will you, instead of praying a little, pray a lot? Instead of praying a little, pray a lot. Instead of praying a little, pray a lot. I remember one time we had an all-night prayer meeting. And I know people differ on their philosophy of prayer. I don't know about you. I'm just going to stick with what the Bible says. We're living in a generation. We're living in a new generation. I don't want to be critical. These modern churches, I do didn't even know they was doing such junk as they're doing. But I seen some of them on TV, and Miss Kelly showed them to me on the thingamajig, the little iPad thing. She said, look at this. And we watched some contemporary church worship. I'm telling you, brother, I wish I hadn't even looked at it. The music is so crazy and weird. Listen, they say, well, you're just judging. People have different tastes. We worship God in this way. Listen, people, somebody wrong. There's a different spirit coming in. Churches tonight, you don't see nobody crying, nobody getting saved. It's just this, God is cool and we're all hip, and all you rich people come on in here and worship with us. And as long as you're rich, we love you. And as long as you have money and can help us. That's a wrong spirit. That ain't right. I'm telling you, I was raised, when I got saved, on people getting in the prayer room and getting a hold of God, and the women getting in the prayer room and getting a hold of God, and the preacher getting up and the glory falling down, and the kids getting under conviction and fearing God. That's what got me straightened out. That's what got you straightened out. And if our kids don't see that, some of them's going to the devil in a few years if we ain't careful. Look, people. Look. When we was coming up, there was no such thing as same-sex marriage. There wasn't no such thing. Listen, these kids growing up now are growing up thinking that is normal and okay. And if Jesus don't come 10 more years, your kids will be made fun of if they're not bisexual. We're living in a different world. We're living in a different time. It didn't used to be that way. So you say, my kid would never. I've heard people say that before. Don't you think the devil ain't after your little boy? Don't you think the devil ain't after your little girl? Listen, you girls, get them little boys and let them go out and get their hands dirty. Let them play in the mud. I mean, let them play with soldiers and learn how to shoot a gun. And get them little girls and let them learn how to be feminine. You better not let the devil blur the lines of them sexes. I didn't plan on saying that. But I'm telling you, that's why we have youth rally. Get us back where we need to be for the glory of God. Lord have mercy tonight. I remember one time, people have different beliefs on this. I remember one time we was having an all-night prayer meeting. We used to lay around the floor and pray. And I remember one of them boys would say, I got a special prayer request, y'all. And about that time, somebody would say, let's pray for so-and-so. And we'd just get down around them and pray for them. And I remember I got down and I prayed and I said, oh, Lord. Lord, would you please help me? God, would you please take care of my girls? God, would you please? And I prayed. Have you ever prayed and it felt like you were just beating your head on something like that? You just felt like it wasn't going nowhere. You felt like I'm wasting my time. You felt like, tonight, what's the use? I'm so frustrated about my job. I'm frustrated about my health. I'm frustrated about my finances. I'm frustrated about, and I can't pray. I can't pray. Well, and I was praying my mind. I hope that your minds don't do like mine, but I've probably got, I'm saying the worst one in here. I hope and pray. It's very hard for me to concentrate. Shut up. It's hard for me to concentrate on one thing. My wife's back there in the nursery tonight. I asked her, when we first got married, she said, are you listening to me? I said, yeah. And I was reading some. And she said, how do you do that? And I said, I can read something and listen to you. Most women ain't crazy about that. But it's so hard for me to just stop and go and do one thing. And I've always been like that. I wish I'd have knew I had that disease when I was in school. I'd have got out of class all the time. I didn't know it was a disease. I thought it just meant you had a high IQ. I thought it meant you're smart. But anyway, I talk on two phones at the same time. I've done, yeah, okay, yeah, okay, yeah, well, yeah. Oh, that's too bad. Yeah, okay, really, hallelujah. But you're always afraid you're going to say hallelujah to the wrong thing. Mama died. Hallelujah. No, I'm sorry. Like that. But when I pray, it gets like that. Can anybody else say this? When I start getting down, I say, oh, Lord. I think, oh, my goodness, that letter is that I didn't answer. And I told so-and-so I'd call them. And don't you need to do this? 10 things pop in my head that I ought to be doing. Oh, Lord, please. Oh, Lord, please. And if you ain't careful, finally you just say, Lord, would you bless that stupid youth rally and get up and do it? Right? You just get aggravated. That's the attitude. You don't say that, but that's the attitude that your flesh gets. So sometimes what real praying is fighting through them hindrances that would prevent you, to quote somebody, some great prayer warrior like Hyde or one of them guys. What real prayer is fighting through the hindrances that would keep you from praying. That's what real prayer is. And the old people used to call it praying through. Now, I've heard people make fun of that. That's stupid. All you got to do is ask the Lord. He hears you. And technically, that is true. God does hear everything we said. But on the other hand, brother, I've seen it too many times. I've read about it. I've heard about it in church history. Jesus spent the whole night in prayer. There's got to be something to this thing of laboring and staying with God. And there's got to be something to that. This name it, claim it, gab it, grab it gospel is not according to the Bible, where you just say, hallelujah, I command. I heard a guy on the radio commanding money to come in. I command you, money, come in and pray. I thought, you're talking to money, dude. It can't hear you. I command you, $20 bills. $20 bill can't hear you, man. You're hoping the guy that owns it hears you and gets feeling guilty and sends it to you. Can you talk to money? You crazy? I talked to the Lord. And there's been a few times, like the time I'm telling you about, that I got down and I prayed, and I prayed, and I prayed, and I prayed. And at 2 o'clock in the morning, brother, it opened up. And it's like the difference pushing the sled up the hill or riding the sled down the hill. That's how different it was. Glory to God, I was top riding her down then. Woo! Woo! Hitting the high spot. I didn't want to. You ain't really prayed till you don't want to quit. When you break through, then you don't want to quit praying. That's rare, isn't it? It's rare that we get. How's it been since you didn't want to quit praying? Not look down and say, is my 5 minutes up? Lord, I wish I hadn't told him that I'd pray 5 minutes a day. 5 minutes can seem like a long time when you're bored and don't want to pray and backslid and cold. But boy, I tell you, about that time you get hooked up just right and the Lord gets a hold of your heart and then you just start saying, Lord, I love you, Lord. And then you start praying for everybody. It's like this, they say. It's like people used to come and get me and they'd say, Brother Danny, I need to talk to you. And I'd be running here and running there and running there. And finally, they'd grab me and say, I'm glad I caught you here. And they'd start telling me what they want. And I'd say, okay. And then they said, and while I've got you, you ever do something like that? While I've got you here, I want to tell you this, I want to ask you that. That's what you get when you get plugged in. Lord, while I've got you here, I need you to do this and I want you to do that. While I've got you, and while I know you're listening, how about just helping over here? How about helping my kids? How about helping the grand? God, while we're talking and while you're here, Lord, just bless the missionaries and you can go all over the world. That's what going the extra mile and praying, ladies and gentlemen, will do. It gets you hooked up. Listen, don't sit there and resist. Don't sit there. Some of you sitting there saying, I don't want to hear this. My flesh don't want to be uncomfortable. I'm trying to help you. You'll be shouting happy. You'll be better off when you get plugged in just right. Sure you will. Help us out. Giving. Lady called me the other day. Day before yesterday, and said, lost something or another, New Mexico. And I thought, who, what in the world? I answered the phone. She said, Reverend Danny Castle. I said, yep. She said, my husband and I watch you on YouTube. Want to send you money for buses. I said, Post Office Box 177, Nebo, North Carolina. Appreciate you. And she said, she tears about our bus ministry and wants to help. You know who does that? The Lord does that when people pray. Our bus workers work hard. They give their own gas money. Bless her heart. Y'all know Kim, the trouble she has. Barely. Most of the time, we have to give her bus ministry, do her bus route. Gas, do her bus route. We know that, you know, the effort she puts forth. God looks out there and sees somebody going the extra mile like that. One lady told me, she said, I don't believe a lady ought to go visit because a woman shouldn't have authority over a man. I said, well, you boss your husband around, so I don't believe it'd be too bad to go ahead and witness. I don't know where that come from. Just popped out. Anyway, second mile philosophy. Second mile. We used to have a guy here, and every once in a while he'd say, it was Melanie's bus route, remember, her driver, old Larry. He'd say, Brother Danny, and he'd cry, bless his heart, drop of a hat. He'd say, Lord, laid on my heart to have him kids a cookout. I'd say, now Larry, that kind of, I don't care, I'm going to go buy them. And he'd go buy hamburgers and hot dogs and give them kids a cookout. You know, you don't have to do stuff like that. I'm going to tell you, it's just, what, sometimes God touches your heart. It ain't no good if you have to be beat over the head to get to do something. When we get right with the Lord, we want to. And I know I'm just scattered around here tonight, but I just wanted to ask you, will y'all pray with me? We got 3 weeks tonight, that thing gonna be over. We got less than 20 days. Will y'all pray with me? I'm asking you, will you go a mile with me in praying? I'm not saying set no time. If you want to, that'd be fine. 30 minutes a night before you go to bed, 15 in the morning before when you get up. Dusty is telling me about how he gets up at 5:30 in the morning. 5:30 in the morning and goes to the gym and works out. You know, I like to run at 5:30 in the morning. Put the muscles on that man right there. That's why. But you know what? Hallelujah, brother. I admire anybody do that. I was in Kentucky, and this guy, he was, I was preaching, and they gave me a thing. They said, now you can go next door to the gym and exercise. And I said, all right, I'll go over. And you know, I don't care nothing about that stuff. I don't care about lifting no weights. I can lift cross ties, fix around my house. I'm going to do that. But if you do it, that's fine. It just ain't no fun to me. Too little, I reckon, but... I went to the gym, and I was trying to do stuff. I was pulling this thing down, and I'm lifting this thing up, and pushing this thing out. And there's a guy over here, and I could tell he was older, a lot older man. And I mean, he was a pumping one like this, you know. And I mean, it wasn't nothing but muscles. He looked like a frog, brother. I mean, he didn't have an ounce of fat on him, none. And he's bald headed. I could tell he was older. Me and him got talking. I said, how old are you, brother? He said, 73. I went, you're my hero. I said, I'm going to pass. Bless God, if you can do it, I can do it. My motto has always been, if Rocky can do it, I can do it. But now, it's that guy. And I'm going to tell you something, buddy. I admired him. And you know what? I thought, if people can do that, surely we could pray 10 minutes. If 100 people prayed 10 minutes, that's 100 times. That's 1,000 minutes. That's a lot of time, really. That's a long time praying, brother. That's a long time praying. 1,000 minutes, just 10 minutes a day. I wish somebody, maybe at your kids go to school, maybe at night, turn the TV off, get in the closet, and say, Lord, for the sake of our kids, for my home, for my brothers and sisters, my wife, my husband, my kid, Lord, please, and just don't get in no hurry and just stay there till you know that God's heard you. It's not enough just to have a little prayer up here on Wednesday night. I'm begging y'all, let's pray. And I promise you, by God's help, these next 3 weeks, I'm going to be bearing down. I promise you, by God's help. Now, I know the devil is listening, and he'll have me doing 100 different things. Somebody will get sick. Somebody will have marriage problems. Somebody will die, and I'll have to go here. I know. I've got I have skits to write. I have two messages to work on. I have video to put together. I have places to find a place for people to stay. I've got a notebook full of stuff I got to do. And the devil's going to try to get me, you can't neglect the main thing. It don't matter if there's 10,000 people there. If God ain't doing something, it don't do no good. We got to have the Lord. So let's pray tonight, and let's just bow our heads for a minute and honor the Lord. You're going to play something softly. And you say, Brother Danny, I don't want to pray. Would you ask the Lord to make you want to? Would you ask the Lord, Lord, help me to get serious. Lord, help me to have a prayer burden. Lord, help me to want to pray as I have. We're going to have all night prayer meeting a week from Friday. And boy, we're going to get up here and we're going to pray, and we're going to try our best to get a hold of God. I mean, ladies, could y'all pray? I mean, really spend some time in prayer. Could we do that? Lord, I sure want the Lord to do something. I want Him to do something for these young people like He did for me when I was 18. My goodness. Man, they get a dose like that, you won't have to worry about them. God will get a hold of their heart. Lord, we love You tonight. We know, as the song said, all is vain unless the Spirit of the Holy One comes. Dear Lord Jesus, have Your way in our hearts tonight. Lord, touch us this evening. Move on us, Lord God. Help us, Lord Jesus, we pray. Oh, God, bless that youth rally. Lord, pour out Your power. We pray for the weather. Lord, give us good weather. Lord, let it be pleasant weather, if it could be Your will. Lord, I don't know, maybe it ain't Your will, but if it could be, Lord, give us good, nice weather. The wind die down and not be too hot or too cold. We ain't got air conditioning there. Lord, want people to be comfortable and be able to hear. I pray that You'd bless all the people as they come and travel. Lord, don't let nobody have a wreck like that terrible wreck they had over on the interstate the other day. I pray that You'd help everybody to get there safe. Smokey and them boys, and Eugene and Curly and Big Doug coming out of New York City at 1:00 in the morning. God, please protect them. Keep Your hand on them vehicles. And Brother Rowan from way down yonder in the bottom of Florida. Lord, come all them many hundreds of miles. Take care of them, Lord. Bless them vans, buses, cars, whatever come. Brother Ronnie down in Rock Hill, the bus man. God, please fill that bus full. God, give them a safe trip up here. Lord, I pray for these ladies and men. Lord, as they prepare the hot dogs and the food and the funnel cakes and all this stuff. Oh, God, please, Lord, tonight, Lord, I ask in Jesus' name that You'd move upon them. Lord, help them, God. Lord, let everybody get along good. Lord, drive the evil spirit away from there. Rebuke the devil away from that hill. Lord, I plead the blood. Lord, I pray that everybody will have fun and the games, the boxing, the basketball, the four-wheelers, the jump house, whatever, God, please. Lord, let all the kids be safe. Lord, I pray every preacher that'll preach in that evening service that You'd bless them and help them, Father. I pray, God, that You'd give somebody a burden right here tonight. Maybe they'll stay in the background and fast. Do without. Push the plate back. Fast so that God's Spirit would move on the hearts of young people. Lord, we can rejoice 3 weeks from tonight when we see the power of God has failed. Please, Lord, do a work, do a miracle. Cut sin out of our lives. Lord, out of our hearts. Anything, God, don't let us tolerate sin. Don't let us pet sin. Any sin, all sin. Anybody in here, Lord, if they're sinning, God, help them to repent of it right now, God, and turn it over to You and do right. God, we know that we won't get nowhere unless we're doing right. I pray that You'd help us all to do the right thing. Forgive us where we failed You. Lord, I pray for all these young people. Lord, that You'd start a fire in their soul. Lord, I pray as we meet for our all-night prayer meeting on the 17th, that You'd bless everybody. Lord, God, please. God, move in our hearts at night. Lord, I ask You, God, that You'd bless the singing. Bless our choir. Lord, as they get ready and sing these songs. May a touch of God be on our choir. The little kids, Lord, as they say their part and sing. And God, everybody that's coming, the bumper sticker man and the missionary, the preachers. Lord, some of them's coming from a long way. Preacher from Texas, driving all the way out here from Texas to bring his son. The lady from New Mexico and her husband. Oh, God, Lord, I pray that when they leave here, they'll say, it's been good. And God done a work in my heart. Have your way in our hearts tonight. Help us, Lord, to get the job done, we ask. We'll thank you and praise you for it. Have your way here tonight, Lord, as we make our plans. In Jesus' name we ask it, and for his sake. Amen. 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 All right.